From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up at the Republican convention next week in New York City, cops and protesters. But this time, cops are the protesters. First, the lead. The U.S. Army today releases a report on prisoner abuse at Iraq's Abu Ghraib facility. The Fay Report is from a panel headed by Major General George Fay. It comes out one day after another report on Abu Ghraib. This from a panel headed by the former Secretary of Defense, James Schlesinger. Joining us to discuss today's report is NPR's Mike Schuster. Mike, is the focus of today's report different from that of the Schlesinger report?
Considerably, I have the impression, the focus of the Fay report, which will be released later today, focuses primarily on military intelligence, the military intelligence brigade at Abu Ghraib, which so far has not come in for specific allegations of abuse. But the Fay report is expected to essentially provide evidence that about two dozen military intelligence soldiers and officers may have had responsibility for the abuses at Abu Ghraib, as well as the military police. The Schlesinger report was a far more sweeping condemnation, all the way up to the Office of the Secretary of Defense, about the policies that led ultimately to the abuses at Abu Ghraib.
Most of these abuses, pictures that we saw, these came from the military police guards who were in this prison. But this Fay report is about the people who are actually doing the interrogation. That's a whole other group of people who work for military intelligence. That's in the Fay report. Do you know what it says?
Well, it's expected to lay blame for about two dozen military intelligence soldiers for the abuses. And I should add, the pictures that we've seen, according to the Schlesinger report, the pictures that depict these abuses had nothing to do with interrogation targets. This was just pure abuse taking place on the night shift, as former Secretary of Defense James Schlesinger said. But his report does say that abuses not depicted in the photographs, similar to those depicted in the photographs, were carried out during interrogations.
In order to extract some kind of information. This is from the Fay report, this report that's coming out today.
That's right, and supplemented by the Schlesinger report, which came out yesterday.
There have been several of these reports. There are more to come. What happens when they arrive at perhaps different conclusions?
Well, I'm not sure that they arrive at different conclusions so much as they complement one another, and each iteration gives the public a more thorough and complete picture of what actually took place at Abu Ghraib, who did it, and what were the decisions all the way up to the Secretary of Defense that led to it. There are prosecutions that are taking place, military courts-martial that are taking place now, likely to be more as more reports come out. Ultimately, it's up to the public to decide who is really responsible for all this.
NPR's Mike Schuster. Mike, thanks for joining us on Day to Day.
You're welcome, Alex.